Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Well, we've got some amazing revelations here from Gary Richard Arnold. You did a lot of really good research because Christine Blasey Ford has a lot of nasty connections to the Panetta Foundation and to the Mifepristone, the abortion drug pill manufacturer. I'd like you to kind of go through some of these things because I read these redacted letter that was sent that you sent me. They don't have the full letter, by the way, not even other Democrats or the Republicans in this committee. But the story behind Christine Blasey Ford is very nasty, isn't it?
Yeah, no, she was recruited, I believe, back in 2012 when Romney was running for president. And, of course, Paul Ryan, related to David Boron, Skull and Bones, were, pretty friendly, both the establishment endorsed and world government aimed. But the Democratic Party, there's still rivalry between the parties because there's so many payoffs that happen inside the Beltway. But Romney had indicated that if he was president, he might vote Brett Kavanaugh. So anyway, that's when it first came up or was brought up, and I think they were, preparing a kamikaze person in order to go after Kavanaugh. Now, he's been associated with Bush. I think he was appointed by Bush to one or two things, but his reputation is pretty high, across, the right and so forth compared to other people. So apparently he has some grounding with originalism rather than using the Constitution to make new law. And so I think that's when they claim the first indication that she was ever involved in it, and I think that's when she first told her husband and so forth. But
so in other words,
guess this was done before a group of deep state people in trying to prepare something in case Romney did become president and they needed to knock out this the nomination of this judge.
Interesting. You mentioned a lady, Anna Eshoo, 1991 Margaret Sanger Community Service Award for San Mateo County Planned Parenthood. What's the story there?
Oh, I think she was the first one to get the letter, and then the letter was moved to Dianne Feinstein. Of course, Planned Parenthood, if people know the background, it has to do with eugenics, it has to do with reducing the world population, has very much to do, with abortion, et cetera. And those were the, that was her forte. She ended up working for one of the large pharmaceuticals that was selling a weight reduction pill it says to reduce weight gain for normal men. And it was known, if people read what happens by taking this pill, it was a sneaky way, a subtle way, a stealth way to cause abortion, because if women use it, 95% will lose their child up to 90 days after pregnancy. So it was basically put out by this firm called Corcept Therapies, C-O-R-C-E-P-T, and she was...
But she, you're referring to Christine Blasey Ford or Anna Eshoo?
Oh, yeah. No, this is Christine Blasey Ford. In fact, her middle name is Margaret, and she's known as Blasey CM on the scientific papers that she published for Corcept Therapies.
Wow.
So, you know, they play around with her maiden name and middle names and Ford and all this other type of stuff to make it more difficult for people out there that are, you know, just casually glancing over these things. But if you study it and you look at it, bingo, pop, bam, all these pieces of the puzzle fit together. Again, on their warning for the so-called weight reduction, it says the anti-progestin national effects, you can probably pronounce that one, but I don't know what it is.
Progestational, yeah.
The pregnancy.
It's interesting, the name is Mifepristone, and Mephistopheles is another name for Satan, right?
Exactly. This is the RU486.
Right.
And it's used in combination with, you know, with some other stuff. And the combination, I'm reading here from their own warning, the combination is more than 95% effective during the first 50 days of pregnancy.
So wow.
This is a Wikipedia, you know, deal. So, you know, I'm not making this stuff up. I'm getting what is called general knowledge, but don't particularly trust Wikipedia for your final answer. But at least,
well, I know as a doctor, I know about mifepristone. It's probably better than 90% effective. The thing is that these drug companies and these big corporations are tied directly to things like the Soros Foundation and the population control maniacs that are tied with, I call enviromania, which is, say, the global warming. And even people like Elizabeth Warren that wants to put legislation in to put a financial cost to corporations for so-called fossil fuels or affecting global climate. And they actually want disclosures as part of their corporate plan. This bill probably is not likely to move forward. But if they could take the House and Senate, they would probably definitely put these things through, which would destroy industry. The fact is these population control people don't want to have a valve in so women could control their pregnancies, which is no problem at all. But they want abortion as a satanic luciferic sacrament, don't they?
Right. And in addition to this company's abortion bills, products, they're also in the heart of mental health drugging. And this goes right to the Soviet Union. They used the description of poor mental health as believing in your own country and not being a world government citizen. Brock Chisholm, who's the first...
Oh, really? So in other words, identify a new form of mental...
ill if you don't support world government.
Oh, really? So in other words, it's a form of mental illness if you don't be... Are you not a globalist or you don't believe in a borderless world?
Right. What this company does is push for your drugging and re-education under the guise of good mental health. So if you're not cooperating with your local community, your local Soviet, which are the CODs, the Councils on Government, if you're showing up to a city council or a board of supervisors and say, hey, wait, what about my rights? What about the individual rights? You're considered a wacko and mentally ill. And if you leave your car in the park zone for too long, the police will pull you in and the judge will suggest you be analyzed by their experts.
Right now, I want you to go into the article we have. We're going to do a power video after this. It'll be up on YouTube as a simulcast. And I'll translate it over to YouTube. It's from Vimeo.
Yeah.
What people need to understand is that why Christine Blasey Ford's high school yearbooks were scrubbed. Faculty approved racism, binge drinking, and promiscuity. What's the story there? Because this is pretty bizarre. I mean, when I read through what you've provided here, it shows this is not a normal person, is it?
Well, we run in different circles. If you go back east to these elite schools, and most of them, I think we talked about them before, the 10 schools admission organization, or 10 schools in which people from families that have been part of the elite, and also some of the nouveau rich, send their sons and daughters. And it's the schools who ferret out those people or promote those people into being administrators for the New World Order. And of course, they're given a lot of options. But this, she went to a girls' school, and their annual books or yearbooks came out, and surprisingly, the school allowed them to brag about their parties in which
keep that thought. We'll bring it back.
Their blackout.
It's a no-brainer. A big.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
So we've got some documents here, so all kinds of documents, including redacted ones, that show that this Holton Arms school that she went to was a cake party, racist and lascivious bunch of crazies. And
yeah, from in their sexual own, yearbooks, they brag about games such as quarters and Mexican dice, where everybody's favorite was pass out. And according to their own yearbook, it says, which usually resulted in the aforementioned two. So, you know.
Aforementioned two what? What?
Drinking and passing out. So they drank themselves to blackouts.
Obviously, and they were promoting at this school sexual promiscuity. Obviously,
the faculty, you know, approving these yearbooks. So
this school was a recruiting school for these so-called globalists, wasn't it? This school,
Well, these wealthy girls going to this private school. That's the 10th grade seems to have been a ritual of the Holton party scene. The sophomore girls threw multiple all-night benders. The highlight was featured in a male erotic dancer in a gold G-string.
You're kidding.
This was in their
it was grade 10, and this is way back in the early 80s, right?
Yeah. It says in another one of their yearbooks, Scribe, it's called, it says, published multiple pictures of minors drinking heavily, beer cans stacked up, liquor repeatedly glorified, boys, beer, and the zoo atmosphere, quote-unquote. The caption was on the right side of an image that mocks a faculty and parents and says, come on, you're really too young to drink. So, you know, and these drunken keg parties were apparently approved, you know, by the parents and faculty and knew enough about it. In fact, there was one here where they were going after the younger boys. I don't know if I can find that quote very, very quickly, but, you know, they invited guys, you know, from you know, the boys' schools, the Georgetown Prep boys, and I'm sure a number of the other schools from the 10 schools admission organization. Many of them were, you know, boy only at that time. I think most of them have been integrated since then. But, you know, here the parents are, you know, paying the dad.
Can you talk about, Gary, the type of papers that she wrote as a psychologist supporting the abortion pill meant for Bristol? And what were they? Did you have any of the papers that were published under these kind of converted, you know, pseudonyms and so on? What's the story there?
Yeah. The information is that she used that other name. What was it? Something she used, Margaret. And it was, they gave her a number and an abbreviation of her name to get her so-called credentials and to build up her papers. And
right.
It says that she was a co-author of at least 8 published scientific papers produced by the pharmaceutical giant Corcept Therapeutics. And it says the papers produced by the pharmaceutical giant to promote its pills. And it says you can see by Blaisley's name listed on several publications at Corcept.com webpage detailing the research papers. Now, you know, Corcept Therapeuticals Incorporated is only a $166 billion market cap company.
Whoa. That's a big company.
Yeah, you look at $145 billion going to the Clinton foundations for selling out 20% of our uranium. You can imagine how much money is involved with Kavanaugh being cut out, and the fact that she has been handled and used for these big companies. She's been involved in, you know, the anti-border. She's been involved with, you know, one globalist issue after another. She's a social justice warrior, so-called, which only means that she's been working for the multinationals the whole of her life.
Wow.
And
that's pretty bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, we don't see this in the mainstream media, which is a further warning. These people are pushing towards civil war because some of the biggest, wealthiest people in the United States and throughout the world are at jeopardy of losing some of their power or actually being convicted. So I hope that there's people on our side or Trump's side or the constitutional side that are prepared for any violence that they might do. They've already had the experience for the color revolutions and the so-called Arab Spring, and they've also exercised their power in the United States, both with physical assassination like JFK and assassination of other individuals that have spoke up. You look at Larry McDonald, he was the head of the Birch Society that they, you know, shot down in 007. You look at Scalia, who was murdered with a pillow over his head not that long ago because the Supreme Court was so important for them. So they're going all out. The people that control most of the Senate and Congress are pushing to do all points hold, which actually is just looking at his enemies makes me intend to favor Kavanaugh. So there we are, and I think all of us are in jeopardy at all times. We need to look at what's going on locally with the COGS, which are UN Soviets that will act if this thing turns into a civil war.
And the thing is, I think that the response of the of the people that support Donald Trump will go ballistic if the hearing goes off or Kavanaugh's not confirmed. This is going to be a fire. It's almost like this shot heard around the world. This will cause the right to become extremely agitated by this denial of Kavanaugh. It's probably the most qualified Supreme Court nominee in the last half century. I mean, he's gone through more questions and more documents and more history, and he's also in the second highest court in the land for years and went through 6 FBI investigations. And the fact they're trying to insist on FBI, first off, I saw Don Bongino talking about this, all FBI does is look to pack at your records. If there's no record, like no police report, no toxic scan, let's say from the hospital, to saying there was an attempted rape and her sperm and everything, there's nothing. She doesn't even know the building or the exact dates. And she claims there's other people there. This is something that would, even in a local police department, would go nowhere. That's bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, well, apparently, she was very promiscuous. I grew up in the late 60s, and actually grew up earlier than that. I was married for 7 or 8 years, and, was faithful all my life. But once I was divorced, the world was pretty wild or free out there. And everything, then was, consensual. And if a woman said no, you just didn't, go.
No means no. No, no means no.
Why can't
exactly
do that? But normal, putting an arm around somebody's shoulders or, giving a kiss on the cheek, and, that's, whether it was in the workplace, a fellow worker or somebody you met, at a market or wherever it was. The part of romance people never get together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
There's a lot of ties here, isn't there? There's Panetistan. You talk about these articles. We're going to actually post them up and do a video on them after the show. But there's a direct link here between Lino and Panetta, probably, and this one, Christine Ford Blasey. The connections with the drug company, the connections with this Holton Arms school, and all the lascivious bad activities in the past during her high school years, and including grade 10, indicates this is not a reliable person. And the fact there's no police report, there's no forensic kit, there's no corroborating witnesses that will actually come forward. I think if there is a hearing, she has to have attorneys present there. They need to ask her first and then cross-examine Kavanaugh, and it should be over. And they're not going to refer to the local police authorities to actually do a proper investigation. So to me, this needs to be put to rest. And the fact is, this is a last panic attempt by Planned Unparenthood, the abortion industry, and by the globalists, the population control maniacs and viral maniacs, and Panetistan to actually control the public discourse to make sure that one of the most qualified applicants that's going to be a constitutional conservative to ever enter the Supreme Court gets blocked. If it happens, I think the right's going to go ballistic, don't you?
Right. Well, within this last week, we had a Board of Supervisors meeting. I think I told on this program a week or two ago that the Board of Supervisors adopted some new rules called the Rosenstein rules. And what it was suggested by the California League of Cities, which is nothing more than the politicians' lobby, and it was adopted. And I said this is going to, they said it was to increase public participation. Well, this last Tuesday I went in, and I was the first up to speak, and the head of the Board of Supervisors said, how many people are going to speak? And people raised their hands. And he says, well, we're going to have to, because if so many people want to speak, we're going to have to cut the 3 minutes to 2 minutes each. And that's exactly the opposite, exactly what we predicted. And this head of the Board of Supervisors was involved in threatening both the people, the board of the Range, Grange, which is a organization in the West made up, relative back to the farmers and so forth, but there's Granges throughout the state of California, because Freedom Forum, a local group of conservative libertarians, have had speakers showing up for 10 years. But here the head of the Board of Supervisors threatens the physical safety of the members of the board and their property because Freedom Forum was inviting somebody to speak on 9/11. Now, he's been reported to the sheriff, and before the board, he's been announced. This last Tuesday, after the Board of Supervisors, I drove to the sheriff's office, and I wanted to make a complaint because I've already made complaints both by email, over the air, and before the Board of Supervisors. I've never received a word. I went in there and talked to one lady. She says, oh, I only work here, you know, and so she says the other person in the office was on the phone, and she said they'd have them call me back. I've never heard a word back from this Board of Supervisors. So you're talking about one lady here that never went to the police, never made a complaint. I've gone there. I've made effort after effort to get the sheriff to make a report and investigate this, and in Penetistan, they will not, even though lives and property have been threatened. Yet this lady, who won't even, Dianne Feinstein, won't even publish the letter or give it to the other committee members, and they're all going nuts. But all these so-called liberals and Penetistan and of which he was the CIA and DOD, he's not just a local figure, he's a national figure, they will not lift a finger because the sheriff was endorsed by the Panetta machine. They will not report or investigate threats to people's lives or property.
Now, what kind of threats are they talking about to their property and lives? What's the story?
Well, the Grange provided the auditorium or whatever where Freedom Forum has met for years. They've met some other places also, but we had somebody scheduled, and apparently a couple people from COPA, which is the Saul Alinsky Industrial Areas Foundation, of which there's like 22 churches, which are all globalist and radical.
Right.
Unity, Unitarian, and Episcopal, and some of the Catholic, left-wing Marxist organizations, and two or three unions belong to it. They're the Marxist network, one of the Marxist networks in this area, in which has been so worked over, it's really a comparison to the Prisoner TV series, in which in Inverness, which was again, the British intelligence MI6 had. But this area is a test area. The people are so blasé. They don't know what's happening around them. It's like the Truman Show, if anybody has ever seen the movie. But it's highly controlled. Any resistance is compromised. A lot of people are just plain fooled. They just don't. They have no discretion. They have no questioning. They accept it. So this is a model here in Santa Cruz, and it's amazing. Big stories, a whole TV series can be based on the skullduggery and corruption and the Marxism being imposed on the people here. But this is again the nexus of the underground espionage communist, the Rockefeller network, the Trilateral Commission with the Packards and Irvine and the rest of the foundations. emanating way back to when the bank set up the private Federal Reserve and created the foundations, which all of the wealthy do not pay taxes, but talk about using money for political manipulation. I mean, they work politics 24/7 with their community foundations, their Packard foundations, all the little nonprofit groups, and they and still Trump beat them over all of that, which is absolutely amazing. And they've stepped it up double fold since Trump went in 2016. So we need people out there to do everything they can to move information.
Right.
Got Alex Jones and
Alex is fighting us too. Let me make a comment here. Let me make a comment here. Of course, your website is news-expose.org. Alex has a lot of information on this, too, if you go to his site, the newsletter. It shows a picture of this Christine Blasey Ford, and it shows her salacious school. It talks her school yearbooks were scrubbed because of our bad behavior, and with references to drunken, promiscuous parties, etc. We then have, of course, pictures down below about their rampant racism at the elite school. We have information. One of the things that I say, aides are quietly stunned by Trump's respectful handling of Kavanaugh. He doesn't want to offend women, but the fact is, this is damaging to the Me Too movement. I agree that if a woman's been assaulted or threatened or whatever, she should be able to file a complaint, go into a hospital and get a property, what we call an assault package test kit done, and proper prosecution. But the fact is, there's no pattern here. It didn't show that afterward that Kavanaugh was either drunken, number one, or two, disrespectful of women. And all these women that came out and supported him, the problem is the more we talk about this, the more it leaves heft to the left. And so even after he's approved and, say, nominated, which is, again, 50-50 now, that they're going to try to see if they can charge him later. I don't know how they're going to do it. I mean, because even the local police authorities probably won't even pick up this complaint, 36 years old. It's, to me, the whole thing is, shows that the left will do anything to have their way, including lying like this guy Beto O'Rourke fighting Ted Cruz in Texas. This is insanity, and it's actually, in a sense, a form of coup against the population.
What the school is doing, I mean, they've taken a position to scrub it.
Yeah, the school itself has scrubbed the... It's not just one or two yearbooks, but it's the actual school has scrubbed and removed the yearbooks, and even online, right?
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Back and one of the comments I want to make is I saw the partial interview with Papadopoulos. The fact that he's telling the truth now shows that he was actually in entrapment with not only an Australian but a British agent. They were actually setting up a scenario to entrap him to justify the investigations they started against Carter Page and him. And in fact, he got 14 days in jail, which Mueller set up, because they're trying to see if they could silence him from ever telling the truth. The fact is that Mueller himself, as the investigation's end, is probably going to go to jail. Mueller himself is a criminal, and the fact he's got lots to cover up, which is the Benghazi, the Uranium One deal, and even 9/11, Mueller was involved with all of these cover-ups, wasn't he?
Yeah, wasn't Bueller at the airport in Moscow being part of the selling out of her arena? I mean,
absolutely. I mean, those are three biggies. And the fact is, they want to continue the investigation mainly to cover their own butts because they're criminals. It's just like if after the midterms they start investigating, Uranium One and Uranium Gate, I call it. The Clinton Foundation and Rosenstein and all those other people were covering up, trying to use a diversion of an attack against Trump to prevent investigating the Clinton Foundation and the deep state and the intel agencies and the media all trying to do a soft coup in the United States to remove a duly elected president. And I think this is an example of the precepts that happened before a civil war. We're actually teetering toward a civil war, and the globalists want this. They want a dialectic of civil war in the country, don't they?
That's it. And if Sessions isn't a deliberate pinata to take in some of the energy from people they hope to trap, if he's playing it straight and being such a weak person, he should be blamed for the violence that's going on, because there have been commissions and avocations of violence by the left throughout a year and a half that he hasn't acted against.
Well, they have a bill called the Antifa bill.
Conscience and his watch for allowing.
Yeah, he's an incompetent attorney general, but also that during his watch, Antifa has this bill that's in Senate to actually make it a criminal activity. If you have your face covered and you threaten the president or any of the staff or elected officials, you go to prison. And under war crimes, you could actually be executed. So people don't understand how serious this is, but it's very serious, including all these Hollywood types that are actually doing a proxy killing of the president and, the park in New York City, Central Park. This is an obscenity, and people don't understand this is going to get way out of control, especially if the Democrats manage to get a weak majority in the House. They're not likely to take the Senate. Things are going to get very, very nuts, aren't they?
Yeah, no, they deliberately created a mindset, and it's been allowed, and there were so many places where it was gross and over the line, and they should have been brought in.
I think Trump should have done more earlier. Trump should have done much more earlier. He should have declassified these documents. He also should declassify the British documents that prove that Five Eyes were directly collaborating with our intel agencies like Clapper and Brennan. And if he did so, it would put an end to it. And he should also force Rosenstein, who signed the third FISA warrant after the Orr testimony, should recuse himself and be removed as Assistant Attorney General. The very fact they say that McCabe, and I see one of the letters you have here, McCabe was writing a memo suggesting that Rosenstein actually wear a wire when he's taping the president so he can show the confusion and the need for the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from the Oval Office. This kind of activity is, like, insane. We've never seen this before in America. I mean, obviously what happened with JFK was enough parties got together and he decided to assassinate him, and they did. And this was LBJ, the Israeli Mossad, the mobsters, all the other parties were more involved and had a bone to pick with President Kennedy, including the banks. Didn't want him to make the $5 billion of American dollars printed as American Maribucks instead of going through the Federal Reserve System. And Trump has even suggested this during his campaign. He might consider getting outside the reserve system, which is half of our debt, is created by the pixie dust he put on our dollars. So people don't know what's going on here now, but this is very serious, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Kennedy caught on kind of late. He ended up firing Alan Dulles, who was the head of the CIA. And it was John Foster Dulles and Alan Dulles that formed the Council on Foreign Relations,
right,
with Colonel House and some of the other boys. So, And of course, they stuck Alan Dulles on the Warren Commission, and then you're pulling back into Rockefeller and how the Republican governor of California became the Supreme Court justice, and then you've got Warren appointing Kuchel, and Kuchel hiring Leon Panetta. So you've got
all
that integration from left and right.
Right, and by the way, that's why I say they have different uniforms. But although they use a dialectic of either left or right dialogue, in actual fact, they're one army, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're globalists.
They're
globalists.
Like a leopard in the spots. I mean,
right. Well, let me give the primary descriptors of them. Number one, they're all luciferic, which means they use dialectics. Number two, they're globalists. They're anti-nationalists, which means they don't believe in borders. They believe in population reduction, and they believe in dehumanizing and removing God from the in public religion from the dialogue. So Luciferianism runs just like the third letter of Albert Pike that talks about how they'll use this dialogue to get rid of any kind of Christian belief systems or Judeo-Christian belief systems that are a foundation of our Constitution. This, people don't understand how serious this is. This is something that, if it had its full fruition, would bring in the mark of the beast and a total digital control system over the population. And it's not just in America. Every country on earth now is subservient to the international ID registration. Every country on earth, they're getting ready for an omniscient financial system, which Trump's trying to fight against. And it's interesting, the other two nations that are nationalists are Russia and China, and they're trying to balk against the bubble economy garbage that's going on with the reserve banks in Europe. Europe is teetering on a collapse with the German banks getting massive debt. This is a very dangerous situation, isn't it?
Absolutely. And this Christine Blasley Ford, who's an activist for those drug companies and the deep state and all the rest of it, those pills and those drugs for mental health, in which local communities are now adopting across the country through their COGS, councils of governments, or local Soviets,
right,
are pushing mental health. And that's why not only are these shootings having to do with taking away our guns, but also to drug or have the local judges send people through these mental health organizations. The Mental Health and World Citizenship was adopted in 1948 by the Congress of Mental Hygiene. And they said at its founding, the principles of mental health cannot be successfully furthered in any society unless there is a progressive acceptance of the concept of world citizenship. The ultimate goal of mental health is to help people live with their fellows in one world. So this is what she is all about. This is what those drug companies are all about. They don't care about us living in one world. They want control over all of us and the world.
Wow. So what you're basically saying is, if you're not a one-worlder and you believe in a globalist or humanist situation where you don't have God as part of the equation, where you believe in transhumanism and destruction so you have 40 different genders and only one sex, when you sterilize the population and control public reproduction by the state, where you do genetic screening and everybody monitoring everybody right down to probably hacking eventually into their consciousness or using voice-to-skull technology with 5G networks, this is the Matrix. This is literally them trying to bring the Matrix into control, not only your thought patterns, but your genetics, your reproducibility, and even the population number of humans on Earth. This is very bad, isn't it?
Yeah, no, we're not individuals whatsoever. We're a herd. We're a community. We're all those lovely words. So, you know, we get along and, you know, sing kumbaya, etc. You're not allowed to choose a cult or a religion or a libertarian stance or believe in free enterprise or believe in your own choice. You're to move along in the various choices. I'll give you a few choices, but it's their choices. You get to wear the yellow jacket or the blue jacket or whatever. You see so many people with work that kind of have a uniform. And I noticed that most way back when they used to have Find Jessica or Find Somebody, and it was for little kids to, you know, look for a girl in crowds. And you could see, you know, the different people working on different projects. And, of course, you know, everybody would have a different color jacket, and the bikers would all look the same, and the motorcycle guys would all be wearing black. And, it would be whatever your job was, whether it was a mailman in blue or the army in green. You're a group. They don't think of you as an individual. And here in California, we've got the Department of Human Resources. You're a human resource for the state. You're not an
individual. Wow. Yeah, isn't that just an example of, that's why I call the state Communifornia. Do you like that term?
That's it.
When we come back in about 10, 15 minutes, we're going to do a video, and we're going to go through all these documents and pictures and so on and kind of do a recount. You'll be able to see them, and we have the links as well. Mind-boggling the nature and how far this one, Christine Blasey Ford, is tied directly to the deep state population control, abortion, and mental health, and the globalist agenda. Wow. back in about 15 minutes on Vimeo. Sign in free and watch it, and watch it in our archives there and on YouTube.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.